Dear editor, my name is Yeti McGee. Last week's paper had a thing on me, which it's claimed I don't exist. Well, sir, I take exception to this. As surely as I think and feel, as surely as this ink is real, to your rag I'll unsubscribe or take my business elsewhere. Your journalistic standards make me sick. You ought not to write articles so quick. Each and every word you type, a starving child dies. I wonder sometimes how you sleep at all. You see that there's a zipper on my back. How like a pot to call the kettle black. I won't be coming, I'll tie to my tree house to drop that macho newsman pose. Then I'll leave you with your fingers and your tongue. I lack the funds to prosecute, I can't afford a courtroom suit. What matters more is deodorant and gum. Libel, slander, what a joke. One can't just live and not go broke. Hence, greater interest is the only rule of thumb. Exposés are well received. I mean, no offense, but then we make pet peeve. Staring at the obvious for those who don't know better. You save the general public from its ignorance and sloth. And thus concludes my bluntly pointed letter. It's telling who I am. P.S. Yet it's a noble being shy. If I fall off the face of the earth, then you'll know why. Call me Ellen, even civilization's messing up.